Well, if you will open your Bibles with me, please, to Luke chapter 10. If we think back to that the second song that we sang, that's perfect for this. We're taught by the Bible, led by the Spirit. So, in keeping with my theme recently of discipleship and what it is, and kind of tying together being here on Sunday mornings, being here really whenever it's possible to be here, I came to this passage, and starting in chapter 10, verse 38, it says, "Now as they were traveling along, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister called Mary who was seated at the Lord's feet listening to his word, but Martha was distracted with all her preparations. She came to him and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me.' But the Lord answered and said to her, 'Martha, Martha, you're worried and bothered about so many things. But only one thing is necessary, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her.'" As I began to reflect on this from a perspective of discipleship and learning, it really begged the question of myself, and I would challenge you all with the same question. Don't anybody raise your hands. But what is your top priority? What would you say your number one priority is? What's the most important thing in your life? Because that's really what we're talking about. In verse 42, Jesus says it can only be one thing, right? If you look in, and you don't need to go there because I'll read it for you. Did you like that?
I love it.
Psalm 27, verse 4. "One thing I've asked from the Lord that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and meditate in his temple." That's David's priority. In Philippians chapter 3, Paul tells us what his lone priority is to know Jesus and be conformed to his likeness. See, whatever our top priority is going to drive what we do. It drives our motivation, it drives our influence, it drives our desires, it drives everything. What does Jesus say in verse 42? He says that Mary chose it, Martha missed it, right? Mary decided that she was going to seek the personal relationship with Jesus. She's going to sit at his feet, and her priority was to learn from the mouth of Jesus. See, when Jesus speaks, he's speaking the word of God. And how are we going to know God better than from his own word and that private teaching? In John 17, 8, it says, "The word which you gave me, I have given to them." In Revelation 19, 10, it says, "The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So when we're in the word, that's where we're going to hear from God. And when we come in here, we have an opportunity to hear from different ones and learn about God, who he is, develop that relationship with him. In discipleship, we have an opportunity to sit with somebody one-on-one and learn more deeply who is God, to develop that relationship. Many miss the importance of God's word. Mary chose Jesus. Martha missed it. Martha had a different priority. Notice she didn't consult with Jesus first before she went about doing what she was doing. She just did it. Now, I'm not picking on Martha for desiring to serve the body. That's a wonderful thing. But we are talking about priority, right? I mean, think about it. We're talking about the God of the universe, the creator of the universe, sitting in that room. And what are you going to be concerned with? So Martha had a different priority. Neither Mary or Martha had official positions or ministries at that time, but that didn't change what Jesus said to them. This is still the priority, right? The priority for every believer should be the same. Learn at the feet of Jesus. Develop that relationship with him. In Luke 6, 46 and 47, Jesus says, you call me Lord, Lord, but you don't do what I say to do. So his point is that calling him Lord isn't enough. To identify him as Lord isn't enough. The demons do the same and shudder. In Luke chapter 8, verse 20, it says, and it was reported to him, your mother and your brothers are standing outside wishing to see you. But he answered and said to them, my mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it. Now, Martha would have said that she was doing what she was doing for the Lord, wouldn't she? But again, she missed it. Her priority was wrong. Having a wrong priority will lead to a wrong attitude. Why? Because you get frustrated everybody else isn't holding in esteem, as high of esteem, something that you're holding in high esteem. So if I've got the wrong priority, I'm going to have a bad attitude. The joy of serving goes away. I was having fun. Y'all aren't taking this seriously enough. You're not helping me enough. You know what? If it's your ministry, then you're called to do it, right? And that's not to say others won't come alongside. We should be doing that. But again, it's what is my priority. She got frustrated. She got mad. She approaches Jesus, and she basically says, you know what? I know you're busy here. You're sharing salvation. You're sharing hope with all of these people. But I got a table to set, right? So she's worried about doing what she wants to do, what she sees as necessary. Verse 40 says, Martha was distracted with all her preparation. She came to him and said, Lord, do you not care? Or she says, yeah, do you not care? Now, wait a minute. Here's an accusation. She's telling Jesus, you don't care. That's a whoops. But that started all with the wrong priority, right? Because she was holding something in high regard. So she comes and she's accusing Jesus, you don't care about me. You don't care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone. Then tell her. Have you ever told Jesus? Have you ever told God what he ought to do? I mean, that's pride. And I've done it. But it's easier to see here in print. So it is a bit, but why do we do that? Is because we have a priority that's not God's priority. We've got something that we're trying to drive after that's not God's priority. And so before we get down on Martha, we need to ask ourselves, when have I done this? Because I'll guarantee I have. When have I done it? Jesus says there's only one thing necessary. There's only one priority we ought to have. Develop the relationship with him. Learn who he is. Learn what he's asking us to do. And then do our best to do it. We're not going to do it perfectly, but he looks at the heart, right? He looks at the heart that desires to do what he's asking us to do. And by being in here, being consistent with your priorities, by getting in the word daily, by if it works, finding somebody you can sit down with one-on-one and learn more about what God's asking, you will develop that relationship with him. And that's all he's asking. Father, we come before you, Lord, and we thank you for your patience with us as we just work our way through this life. Lord, you see our hearts. And if our desire is to know you earnestly, then you will greet us with open arms. You tell us if we search And if we search for your through your word as its treasure, Lord, you're going to show up. You're going to teach us. You didn't speak to us in dark places. It's not your desire that we not know. You want us to know, but you also want us to want the relationship with you as badly as you want it with us. And we thank you for that. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.